Agency and Partnership Corporation Agency and Partnership Corporation Agency. Issue. Whether the principal will be vicariously liable for torts committed by agent. Rule. The principal will be liable for torts committed by its agent if 1. A principal-agent relationship exists, and 2. The tort was committed by the agent within the scope of the relationship. Issue. Requirement for principal-agent relationship. Rule. Principal-agent relationship requires, 1. Assent, 2. Benefit, and 3. Control. Issue. Assent. Rule. Assent is an informal agreement between principal who has capacity and the agent. Issue. Benefit. Rule. Agent's conduct must be for the principal's benefit. Issue. Control. Rule. The principal must have the right to control the agent by having the power to supervise the manner of the agent's performance. Issue. Whether the principal will be vicariously liable for torts committed by subagent. Rule. There is no vicarious liability for a subagent's tort unless there is assent, benefit, and control over the subagent tortfeasor. In this case. Issue. Whether the principal will be vicariously liable for torts committed by borrowed agent. Rule. There is no vicarious liability for a borrowed agent's tort unless there is assent, benefit, and the right to control the borrowed agent tortfeasor. In this case, whether the principal will be vicariously liable for torts committed by independent contractor. Rule. Generally, there is no right to control an independent contractor because there is no power to supervise the manner of its performance. Therefore, as a rule, there is no vicarious liability for independent contractor's torts, except when 1. Independent contractor commits tort while engaged in ultra-hazardous activity, or 2. The principal hold out the independent contractor with the appearance of agency and thus the principal will be estopped. In this case. Issue. Whether the agent's torts were within the scope of principal-agent relationship. 3 factors. Rule. The principal will be liable for its agent's torts in the scope of agency. In this case. Was conduct of the kind agent was hired to perform, that if the conduct was within the job description, it is likely to be inside the scope. B. Did the tort occur on the job? Frolic v. Detour. If the agent was in Frolic, a new and independent journey, she is outside the scope of agency. If the agent was in Detour, a mere departure of the assigned task, she is still inside of the scope. C. Did the agent intend to benefit the principal? That if the agent, even in part, intended to benefit the principal by its conduct, that is enough to be inside the scope of agency. Issue. Whether the principal will be vicariously liable for intentional torts committed by agent. Rule. Generally, intentional torts committed by agent are outside the scope of agency. However, as an exception, intentional torts are within the scope if the conduct was 1. Authorized by the principal, 2. Natural from the nature of the employment, or 3. Motivated by the desire to serve the principal. Issue. Whether principal is liable for contracts entered into by its agent. Rule. Principal is liable for contracts entered into by its agent if the principal authorized the agent to enter the contract. In this case. Issue. Types of authority. There are 4 types of authority. 1. Actual express. 2. Actual implied, 3. Apparent, or 4. Ratification. Issue. Actual express authority. Rule. There is actual express authority when principal used words to express authority to agent. Generally, it can be oral and private, and words are narrowly construed. However, if the contract itself must be in writing, the express authority must be also in writing. Revocation or termination of express authority. Rule. Express authority will be revoked or terminated by 1. Unilateral act of either party, or 2. Death or incapacity of the principal. However, as an exception, express authority cannot be revoked if the principal gives the agent durable power of attorney. E.g. The principal is liable only on its authorized contracts. In this case, actual authority terminated upon a death of principal. Therefore, principal's estate will not be. Issue. Power of attorney. Rule. Power of attorney is just a written expression of authority to enter a transaction. Issue. Durable. Rule. Conspicuous survival language makes that power durable. E.g., bold big words, survive death, survive lunacy, etc. Issue. Actual implied authority. Rule. Actual implied authority is authority which agent reasonable believes the principal has given. There are three types. There is implied authority to do all tasks which are necessary to accomplish an express authorized task. E.g., if there is express authority to go up there and close the deal, there is also implied authority to rent a conference room to close the deal. There is implied authority to do all tasks which by custom performed by persons with the agent's title or position. E.g., title, lawyer. There is implied authority to do all tasks which the agent believes to have been authorized to do from prior acquiescence by the principal. Issue. Apparent authority. Rule. There is apparent authority when 1. Principal cloaked agent with the appearance of authority and 2. Third party reasonably relied on appearance of authority. Issue. Secret limiting instruction case. Agent has actual authority, but principal has secretly limited that authority. Agent acts beyond the scope of the limitation. Rule. The principal is liable only on its authorized contracts. In this case, there was no express or implied authority to do. Nonetheless, there was apparent authority because 1. Principal cloaked agent with the appearance of the authority, and 2. The third party may rely upon appearance of authority. Therefore, principal is liable based on apparent authority. Issue. Lingering authority. Actual authority has been terminated. Afterwards, agent continues to act on principal's behalf. Rule. The principal is liable only on its authorized contracts. In this case, actual express and implied authority has been terminated by the principal. Nonetheless, authority still lingers because 1. Principal has cloaked agent with the lingering appearance of authority and 2. The third party may continue to rely upon her lingering appearance of authority until they receive notice of termination. Therefore, principal is liable based upon lingering apparent authority. Issue. Ratification. Rule. Authority can be granted after the contract has been entered if 1. Principal has knowledge of all material facts regarding the contract, and 2. Principal accepts its benefits. However, ratification cannot alter the term of the contract. E.g., the principal is liable only on its authorized contracts. In this case, there was no actual express or implied authority, or even apparent authority to do. Nonetheless, principal ratified the contracts through knowledge and acceptance of its benefits. However, ratification here was not valid because principal tried to change the term of the deal. Therefore, issue. The rules of liability on the contract. Rule. As a general rule, 1. If no authority, principal is not liable of the contract and agent is liable on the contract. 2. If authority, principal is liable of the contract and agent is not liable on the contract except if principal is partially disclosed. Only the identity of principal concealed or undisclosed. Fact of principal concealed, authorized agent may nonetheless be liable at the election of the third party. Issue. Duties agent owes to principal. Rule. Agent owes to principal, 1. Duty to exercise reasonable care, 2. Duty to obey reasonable instructions. I.e., not lie or break the law. 3. Duty of loyalty. Issue. Duty of loyalty. Rule. Duty of loyalty prohibits agent to do, 1. Self-dealing, which means agent receives a benefit to the detriment of the principal. 2. Usurping the principal's opportunity, or 3. Making secret profits. Issue. What remedies does principal have against the agent who breached her duty of loyalty? Rule. The principal may recover losses caused by the breach and also may disgorge profits made by the breaching agent as well. Partnership. Issue. Formalities to form general partnership. Rule. There are no formalities to become a general partnership. Issue. Definition of general partnership. Rule. A general partnership is an association of two or more persons who are carrying on as co-owners of a business for profit. The contribution of paying money, i.e., capital, or service in return for a share of profits creates a presumption that a general partnership exists. Issue. Principles of general partnership. Rule. Partners are agents of the partnership for carrying on usual partnership business. Therefore, partnership is bound by torts committed by partners in scope of partnership business. Moreover, partnership is bound by contracts entered by partners with authority. Issue. Incoming partners' liability for pre-existing debts. Rule. As a rule, incoming partners are not liable for partnership's pre-existing debts, but any money paid in the partnership by the incoming partners can be used to satisfy those pre-existing debts. Issue. Dissociating. Withdrawing. Partners' liability for subsequent debts. Rule. Dissociating partners retain liability on future debts until notice of dissociation is given to creditors or until 90 days at their filing notice of dissociation with estate. Issue. General partnership liability by estoppel. Rule. A person who represents to a third party that a general partnership exists will be liable as if a general partnership exists. E.g. general partners are liable for all partnership obligations including co-partners' torts. In this case, however, X and Y never formed GP. Nonetheless, X will be liable if X has represented to the third party that X is a partner of Y. Therefore, X will be liable as if she were a general partner of Y. Issue. Limited partnerships. Rule. Limited partnership is a partnership with at least one general partner and at least one limited partner. When limited partnership certificate, including names of all general partners, was filed with a state, a limited partnership is properly formed. Liability and control. Rule. General partners are liable of all limited partnership obligations, but have a right to manage. Control. The business. Limited partners have a limited liability and are not liable for the limited partnership's obligations. In this state.ca and most of states, a limited partner may not manage the business without giving up their limited liability status. However, under the newly revised Uniform Limited Partnership Act, limited partner may manage without giving up limited liability status. Issue. Registered Limited Liability Partnerships. RLLP. Rule. RLLP is formed when it is registered by filing a statement of qualification and annual reports. For RLLP, no partner is liable for partnership's obligation, but partners are always liable for their own personal wrongdoing and wrongdoing of those under their direct control. Issue. Limited Liability Companies. Rule. LLC is formed when articles of organization and operating agreement are filed. The purpose of LLC is to give the owners of this business, who are called members, the same limited liability of shareholders in corporation and the benefits of partnership tax treatment. The members are not liable for the obligations of the company itself. The members may control the LLC, but articles may delegate LLC's control to managers. Moreover, member interests are not freely transferable. Limited liquidity. And LLC's life is limited. It dissolves when events of dissolution occur. Issue. Rights and liabilities between partners. Rule. General partners are fiduciaries of each other and the partnership. Therefore, GPs owe duty of loyalty, which prohibits GPs. 1. To engage in self-dealing. 2. To usurp partnerships opportunities, and 3. To make secret profit at partnership's expense. When the duty was breached, in the action of accounting, partnership may recover losses caused by the breach and also may disgorge profits made by the breaching partner as well. Issue. Partners' rights in partnership property. Rule. Specific partnership assets are lands, leases, and/or equipments owned only by the partnership. Individual partner has no transferable interest in specific partnership assets. Therefore, no individual partner may transfer these assets without partnership authority. Share of profits is personal property owned by individual general partners. Therefore, individual partners may transfer their share of profits to third party. In contrast, the share in management is asset owned only by the partnership itself, not by individual partners. Therefore, no individual partners may transfer their share in management to third party. Issue. Conflict between specific partnership assets and personal property. If personal money was used to buy the property, it becomes personal property. By contrast, if partnership money was used to buy the property, it becomes partnership property. E.g. In this case, because X bought the car with X's own money, it is X's own car. Therefore, X may leave the car to Y through inheritance. Issue. How each partner entitled to management, e.g. X, Y, and Z, agree to contribute money and share profits. 60 hours 30 minutes and 10 seconds. Rule. Generally, agreement controls. Absent an agreement, each partner is entitled to equal control. Vote. E.g. In this case, without an agreement, each partner is entitled to equal control. Issue. Partner's salary. Rule. Generally, agreement controls. Absent an agreement, partners get no salary. However, as an exception, partners do receive compensation for helping wind up the business. Issue. Partner's share of profits and losses, e.g. 1. If agreement was silent on profits and losses, 2. If agreement says, profits shared 60:40, 3. If agreement says, losses shared 60:40, 4. Partner X puts up all of the money. Y does all of the work. Z gives the partnership its fine name. W does nothing. Rule. Generally, agreement controls. Absent an agreement on profits, profits shared equally. Absent an agreement on losses, losses shared like profits. E.g. 1. Without an agreement on profits, profits are shared equally. Without an agreement on losses, losses are shared just like profits. Therefore, losses are equally as well. 2. Without an agreement on losses, losses are shared just like profits. Therefore, 60:40 as well. 3. 4. Without an agreement on profits, profits are shared equally. Issue. Dissolution of partnership. Rule. Dissolution requires the partnership business to be wind up. Generally, agreement controls. In the absence of an agreement that does specify events of dissolution, a general partnership dissolves automatically upon notice of express will of one general partner to dissociate. Issue. Winding up of partnership. Rule. Winding up is a period between dissolution and termination of partnership, which the remaining partners liquidate the partnership's assets to satisfy the partnership's creditors. Issue. Compensation and liability for winding up. Rule. Partners receive compensation for helping winding up the business. The partnership and its individual general partner retain liability on all transactions entered into to wind up all business with existing creditors. The partnership and its individual general partners still retain liability even for a new business until notice of dissolution is given to creditors or until 90 days after the filing statement of dissolution with a state. Issue. Priority of distribution, e.g. X and Y dissolve the partnership. In winding up, they liquidate the partnership asset and have a total of $700,000 to distribute. O, $600,000 to trade creditor, partner X loaned $100,000, partner Y made capital contribution of $200,000. Rule. Priority of distribution is as follows. Each level of priority must be fully satisfied before beginning the next level in following order. Point 1. First, creditors must be paid. Creditors include all outside non-partner trade creditors and also all partners who have loaned money to the partnership. Point 2. Second, capital contributions by partners must be paid. The partnership is liable for repayment of its own partners' capital contributions. Point 3. Then, profits and surplus would be distributed to partners, if any. Without an agreement, profits are shared equally. As a result, each partner must be repaid his loans and capital contributions, plus partner's share of the profits or minus partner's share of the losses. E.g. First, all outside trade creditors and partner X must receive $700,000. Secondly, the partnership still owes liable to partner Y for $200,000 and therefore each partner is liable for this loss. Without an agreement, profits are shared equally and losses follow the share of profits. Therefore, X and Y equally share the losses and therefore X and Y have to newly put their $100,000 into the partnership. Corporation.issue. Promoters.rule. Promoters are persons acting on behalf of a corporation not yet formed. Issue. When does the corporation become liable? Rule. The corporation becomes liable on a promoter's pre-incorporation contract and the corporation adopts the contract by either point 1. Express Board of Directors Resolution or Point 2. Implied adoption by knowledge of contract and acceptance of its benefits. Issue. What happens if promoter enters a pre-incorporation contract but the corporation is never formed? Rule. The promoter alone is liable on this contract. Issue. How about the corporation merely adopts the contract? Rule. Both, the corporation and the promoter are liable on this contract. The promoter remains liable on pre-incorporation contracts until there has been a novation, i.e., an agreement between the promoter, the corporation, and the other contracting party that the corporation will replace the promoter under the contract. Issue. Promoter's liability, e.g. 1. Sale to corporation of property acquired by promoter before becoming a promoter 2. After becoming a promoter. Rule. Promoters are fiduciaries of each other and the corporation. Therefore, the promoters cannot make a secret profit on their dealings with the corporation. E.g. 1. Promoter's profit is recoverable. Can disgorge by corporation only if the property was sold for more than fair market value. 2. Promoter's any profit is recoverable by the corporation. Issue. Subscribers. Rule. Persons or entities that make written offers to buy stock from a corporation not yet formed. A pre-incorporation subscription offer to buy a stock in a corporation not yet formed is irrevocable for 6 months period. Issue. How to form a de jure corporation. Rule. The incorporators must file articles of incorporation with a state. Incorporators are persons who merely sign and file the articles of incorporation with a state. Issue. What do the appropriate articles have to include? Rule. The articles must include a pain. Point 1. Authorized shares. The maximum number of shares the corporation is authorized to issue. Point 2. Purpose. Point 3. Agent. Name and address of the corporation's registered agent, i.e., is the corporation's official legal representative. Point 4. Incorporator. Name and address of each incorporator. And point 5. Name of corporation. Issue. The corporation's general purpose and perpetual duration are valid. Rule. Yes. A general purpose and unlimited perpetual duration are valid and will be presumed in the absence of a specific purpose or limited duration. Issue. What are the effects of specific statement of purpose and its violation by the corporation? Rule. Point 1. The state can enjoin an ultra vires activity. And point 2. The corporation can sue its own directors and or officers for losses caused by the ultra vires activities. Issue. Name of corporation. Rule. The name must contain some indicia of corporate status. Issue. Bylaws. Rule. The corporation need not adopt bylaws. The board has the power to adopt and amend the bylaws, unless the articles give the power to the shareholders. Issue. De facto corporation doctrine. Rule. A business failing to achieve de jure corporate status nonetheless is treated as a corporation, if the organizers have made a good faith, colorable attempt to comply with corporate formalities and have no knowledge of the lack of corporate status. Generally, if a de facto corporation is found, it is treated like any other corporation for all purposes, except that the state may seek dissolution in a quo warranto proceeding. Issue. Legal significance of formation of corporation. Rule. A corporation is a separate legal person. Generally, shareholders are not personally liable for debts of the corporation. This is the principle of limited liability, which means that the shareholders are liable only for the price of her stock. Issue. Shareholders' liability, e.g. X is a shareholder and CEO of Y Corporation, a corporation that hauls and disposes of nuclear waste. Y does not carry insurance. Y has an initial capitalization of $1,000. X commingles personal corporate funds. V is injured by Y's operation. Rule. As a general rule, a shareholder is not liable for the debt of a corporation. However, as an exception, courts will pierce the corporate veil to avoid fraud or unfairness if point 1. Alter ego. I.e., failure to observe sufficient corporate formalities. Or point 2. Undercapitalization. I.e., failure to maintain sufficient funds to cover foreseeable liabilities. E.g. As a rule, shareholders are not liable for corporate obligations, except courts will pierce the corporate veil to avoid fraud or unfairness. In this case, X has failed to observe sufficient corporate formalities by commingling funds. Moreover, Y is also undercapitalized because it operates dangerous business, has no insurance and minimal capitalization of $1,000. Therefore the court will pierce the veil to render X liable to V. Courts are generally more willing to PCV for a tort victim than a contract claimant. Also PCV against control dominating shareholder than passive investor. Issue. Foreign corporations. Rule. A corporation incorporated outside the state that wishes to engage in regular intrastate business must qualify by filing a certificate of authority with the Secretary of State that includes all information required in the articles. Appain. Issue. What must the corporation receive when it issues stock? Rule. Although, traditionally, stock could not be issued by a corporation for less than the stock's stated par value, minimum issuance price, the concept of par value is mostly eliminated. However, if a corporation's articles specify a par value for stock, it cannot be issued less than par value. Issue. Treasury stock. Rule. Treasury stock is stock that was previously issued and had been reacquired by the corporation. It can then be resold. Treasury stock is deemed to be no par, no minimum issuance price. Stock. Therefore, any valid consideration may be received if the board deemed it adequate. Issue. Acquiring property with par value stock. Rule. Any valid consideration, including property, can be received so long as the board values it at least par value. Issue. Issuing par stock for less than par value. Rule. The issuance of stock is probably valid. But the directors are personally liable for breach of fiduciary duty by authorizing below par issuance. Also, the shareholder remains liable to pay full consideration, which is at least par value, because that is the shareholder's only liability. Issue. What are preemptive rights? E.g. S owns 1,000 shares of C Corp. There are 5,000 shares outstanding. C is planning to issue an additional 3,000 shares for cash. If S has preemptive rights, result? Rule. Preemptive right is the right of an existing shareholder to maintain her percentage of ownership by buying stock whenever there is a new issuance of stock for cash. However, there is no preemptive right unless expressly granted in the articles. EGS has a right to maintain her existing 20% ownership interest by buying up to 20.600 shares. Of those newly issued 3,000 shares for cash. Issue. Statutory requirements regarding directors. Rule. Point 1. Corporation must have a board with at least one member. Point 2. Shareholders elect directors. Point 3. Shareholders can remove a director before her term expires with or even without cause. Point 4. There must be valid board meeting. Issue. Valid board meeting. Point 6 points. Rule. Point 1. A meeting is required, unless all directors consent in writing to act without a meeting. Point 2. Notice of director's meeting can be set in bylaws. Point 3. Proxies are not allowed and also no voting agreements. But conference call is now generally valid. Point 4. Quorum, must have a majority of all directors to take action, unless different percentage. No fewer than 1/3. Is required in bylaws. Point 5. Vote, to pass a resolution, all that is required is a majority vote of those present. Point 6. Each director is presumed to have concurred in board action unless her dissent or abstention is recorded in writing. I.e., minutes or letter to corporate secretary. Issue. Liability of directors to corporation and shareholder. Rule. Directors have a duty to manage. Also, directors are fiduciaries who owe the corporation duties of care and loyalty. Issue. Duty to manage. Rule. Directors have a duty to manage. Directors may delegate management functions to a committee of one or more directors that recommends action to the board. However, in managing the corporation, the directors are protected from liability by the business judgment rule. The business judgment rule is a presumption that the directors manage the corporation in good faith and in the best interests of the corporation and its shareholders. As such, directors will not be liable for innocent mistakes of business judgment. Issue. Duty of care. E.g. Director X of Y Corp., after studying the issue thoroughly, votes to hire a religious singing ensemble to promote the company's line of products. The idea was a disaster. Has X breached his duty of care? Rule. A director owes the corporation a duty of care. She must act with a care that a prudent person would use with regard to her own business, unless the articles have limited director liability for a breach of the duty of care. E.g., directors have a duty to manage the corporation. On the other hand, they are protected from liability by the business judgment rule. However, they are fiduciaries who owe the duty of care and loyalty. The directors must act with the care that a prudent person would use in managing their business unless the articles have limited liability for the breach of that duty of care. In this case, X, after studying the issue thoroughly, made innocent mistake a business judgment and therefore, will not be liable for the breach of the duty of care. Unless the director did not attend the meeting or was sleeping through the meeting, his mistake of judgment is innocent and not breach of the duty of care. Issue. Duty of loyalty. E.g. X, one of 10 directors of Y Corp, spots choice diamonds and buys them herself for $1 million. X then resells those diamonds to her corporation for $2 million. X, however, disclosed her conduct to the board and at a board meeting attended by the other 9 board members, 5 of the members voted to ratify her transaction. What liability, if any, X have? Rule. A director owes the corporation a duty of loyalty. A director may not receive an unfair benefit to the detriment of the corporation or its shareholders, unless there has been material disclosure and independent ratification. Self-dealing, director may receive an unfair benefit to herself. Or her relative, or another one of her businesses. In a transaction with her own corporation, usurping corporate opportunities, director may receive an unfair benefit by usurping for herself an opportunity which the corporation would have pursued. Ratification, directors may defend a claim by obtaining independent ratification through .a. majority vote of independent directors, .b. majority vote of a committee of at least 2 independent directors, .c. majority vote of shares held by independent shareholders. E.g. directors have a duty to manage. On the other hand, they are protected by the business judgment rule. However, they are fiduciaries who owe the duty of care and loyalty. Directors may not receive unfair benefit unless there has been disclosure and independent ratification. In this case, X did receive unfair benefit by property in a self-dealing transaction with her own corporation and by usurping the corporation's chance to buy those diamonds. Nonetheless, X will not be liable because she disclosed her conduct and received independent ratification through the majority vote of those 9 independent directors. Issue. Officers.Rule. Officers are agents of the corporation and bind the corporation by their authorized activities. Corporations must have a president, secretary, and treasurer. Officers owe same duties of care and loyalty as directors. Directors have virtually unlimited power to select officers and may remove them from office at any time, but the corporation will be liable for breach of contract damages. Issue. When director or officer has incurred costs, attorney's fees, fines, a judgment or settlement in the course of corporate business and seeks reimbursement from the corporation, should corporation indemnify? Rule. Point 1. The corporation never indemnifies a director or an officer who is held liable to her own corporation. Point 2. The corporation must always indemnify if a director or an officer win a lawsuit against any party. Point 3. The corporation may indemnify if liability is to third parties or from the settlement with the corporation. B. Director or officer shows that she acted in good faith and that she believed her conduct was in the corporation's best interest, or C. Granted permissive indemnity by 1. Approval of majority of independent directors. Point 2. Approval of majority of committee of at least 2 independent directors. Point 3. Approval of majority of shares held by independent shareholders, or point 4. Recommendation of special lawyer's opinion. Issue. Shareholder derivative suit. Rule. In a derivative suit, a shareholder is suing to enforce the corporation's cause of action. To bring a shareholder derivative suit, shareholder must 1. Own at least 1 share of stock when the claim arose and throughout the entire litigation. Contemporaneous stock ownership. And point 2. Make demand on directors that they cause their own corporation to bring suit but rejected by the board or at least 90 days must have passed since demand was made. Issue. Shareholder voting. Rule. Only the record date share owner has the right to vote at an upcoming meeting. Record date is the voter eligibility cut-off date set by the board on any day within 70-day period leading up to the meeting. Issue: shareholder voting by proxies. Rule: shareholder can vote by proxies. A proxy is valid when it is 1. In a writing. Fax or email generally valid, 2. Signed by record date shareholder, 3. Directed to secretary of corporation, 4. Authorizes another to vote the shares, and 5. Issued within 11 months. Issue: is proxy to vote irrevocable? E.g. 1. On June 2, X, who is the record owner on the record date, sends a signed letter labeled irrevocable to secretary of Y Corp authorizing Z to vote her shares. Can X revoke her proxy? 2. How about if X sold Z her shares after the record date but before the annual meeting? Rule: shareholder can revoke proxies, unless both 1. The proxy is labeled irrevocable and 2. Coupled with other interest. E.g. 1. Yes. Merely labeling proxy irrevocable is not enough to make it irrevocable. 2. No, this proxy cannot be revoked because it is both 1. Labeled revocable and 2. It is coupled with an interest in the shares themselves. Issue: where do shareholders vote? Rule: 1. At properly noticed annual meeting. Every corporation must have an annual meeting. At least one director position. Slot. Must be open for election. Notice must contain time and place. 2. At specially noticed special meeting. Special meeting is a meeting of shareholders to vote a proposal or more likely fundamental corporate change called by the board, the president, or the shareholders of 10% of voting shares. Special notice must contain time and place, and also special purpose for the meeting. Without notice or without description of special purpose, meeting or voting is void. Issue: quorum of shareholders meeting. Rule: there must be a quorum represented at the meeting. A quorum requires a majority of outstanding shares. Regardless of number of shareholders. When the meeting begins, unless otherwise a greater number provided in articles or bylaws. Issue: vote in shareholders meeting. Rule: if quorum is present, action is approved if the votes cast. Does not count abstention. In favor of the proposal exceed the votes cast against the proposal. Issue: how can shareholders who own relatively few voting shares increase their influence? Rule: 1. Voting trust. Voting trust is a formal delegation of voting power to a voting trustee. A. It must be done in written trust agreement. B. Typically filed with corporation. C. Transfer shares to voting trustee. D. Shareholders get trust certificates. And E. Shareholders retain all other rights except for voting. Duration of voting trust is generally 10 years, unless extended by agreement. 2. Shareholder voting agreement. Owners of stock simply agreed in writing to vote their shares required by their agreement. Issue: cumulative voting in the election of directors. Rule: under cumulative voting, each shareholder is entitled to a number of votes equal to the number of his voting shares multiplied by the number of directors to be elected. The total number may be divided in any manner the shareholder desires, including casting all for the same candidate. However, cumulative voting is not allowed unless expressly granted in the articles. Issue: right of shareholder to examine the books and records of the corporation. Rule: any shareholder shall have access to the books and records of the corporation upon notice and at proper times. Issue: dividends. Rule: whether to declare distribution or not is generally solely in the board's discretion, unless the corporation is insolvent or would be rendered insolvent by the dividend, or restricted by the articles. Board members are personally liable for unlawful distributions, but have a defense of good faith reliance on financial officers' representation regarding solvency. Issue: priority of distribution. Rule: preferred shares have a right to receive dividends before common shareholders may receive dividends. If preferred shares are cumulative, the right to the preferred dividend may accumulate if unpaid in a particular year. If preferred shares are participating, shareholders have the right to a share of the distributions made on common shares. Shareholder agreements to eliminate corporate formalities. Closely held corporations. Rule. Point 1. Unanimous shareholder election evidenced in the articles, bylaws, or filed agreement. Point 2. Reasonable share transfer restriction, no public trading, is reasonable enough. If corporate formalities are eliminated, the corporation gets to 1. No piercing, even failing to follow formalities, and point 2. Possible subchapter, S corporation, status. S corporation gets taxed by partnership. S corporation must have no more than 100 shareholders who are individuals and reside in the United States, and only one class of stock. Issue. Professional corporations. Rule. Licensed professionals, i.e., lawyers, accountants, medical professionals, may incorporate as professional corporation. Professional corporation requires point 1. Organizers to file the articles with name designated professional corporation or PC. 2. The shareholders must be licensed professionals. Point 3. The corporation may practice only one designated profession. The professionals in PC are liable personally for their own malpractice, but they are not liable personally for each other's malpractice or the obligations of the corporation itself. Issue. Shareholders' liabilities. Rule. As a rule, shareholders are not liable for corporate obligations. However, there are a few exceptions. Point 1. Shareholders may be liable if courts pierce the corporate veil to render shareholder liable. 2. Controlling shareholders owe a fiduciary duty to minority shareholders, and point 3. Controlling shareholders are liable for selling corporation to a party who loots the corporation, unless reasonable measures were taken to investigate the buyer's reputation and plans for the corporation. Issue. Fundamental corporate changes. Rule. Merger. A becomes B, consolidation. A and B become C, dissolution. A dissolves, fundamental. Not ministerial. Amendment of the articles, sale. Not purchase. Of substantially all of the corporation's assets. Issue. Procedural steps of fundamental corporate changes. Rule. Point 1. Resolution by the board at a valid meeting. Point 2. Notice of special meeting. Point 3. Approval by a majority of all shares entitled to vote, and by the majority of any voting group that is adversely affected by the change. Example, to amend the articles to eliminate Class B's preemptive right, approval of majority of Class B shares would be required. Point 4. Possibility of dissenting shareholders' right of appraisal. Point 5. File notice with the state. I.e., articles of merger. Exception of approval requirement. Rule. No shareholder approval required for short-term merger where a parent corporation that owns 90% or more of the stock in its subsidiary merges with the subsidiary. Issue. Dissenting shareholders' appraisal remedy. Rule. A shareholder who does not vote in favor of a fundamental corporate change has the right to force the corporation to buy her shares at fair value. To perfect the right, a dissenting shareholder must 1. File written notice of objection and intent to demand payment for her shares before shareholder vote. 2. Not vote in favor of the proposed change, and point 3. Make prompt written demand to be bought out. If the shareholder and the corporation cannot agree on fair value, the court has the power to appoint an expert appraiser to value the shares, and his appraisal is binding on the parties. Issue. Section 10.b of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, e.g. X Corp intentionally issues a misleading press release that Y has expressed an interest in acquiring a major block of its stock. The release fails to indicate that it is AY and not BY who is interested. In reliance on this press release, Z does not sell his X Corp stock. Does Z have a Section 10.b cause of action? Rule. A private plaintiff. Investor may recover damages under Rule 10b-5 if she can show the following elements. Point 1. Fraudulent conduct, the defendant must engaged in some fraudulent conduct. 2. In connection with the purchase or sale of a securities, the investor.victim must actually had bought or sold the securities. Point 3. In interstate commerce, must involve the use of some means of interstate commerce. Use of telephone or the mail will suffice. Point 4. Reliance, investor must actually relied on fraud, or invested at a market price infected by fraud. Fraud on the market. Point 5. Damages, the fraud not only induced investor to purchase or sell, but also caused her economic losses, e. G. No. Although there was scienter and fraudulent conduct, nonetheless there is no liability because Z did not actually buy or sell the stock. Issue. Fraudulent conduct. Rule. Fraudulent conduct may take form of misrepresentation of a material fact or failure to disclose a material fact. It is material if there is a substantial likelihood that a reasonable investor would consider it important in making an investment decision. The conduct must be with scienter, an intent to deceive or defraud, recklessness as to truth is sufficient. Insider trading may constitute fraudulent conduct. Point 1. Misappropriator, one who misappropriates, steals, converts material non-public information and uses it to purchase or sell securities. 2. Tipper, one who tips inside information for personal benefit to another who trades on it. Point 3. Tippeed, one who receives inside information and trades on it with knowledge that the information was disclosed in breach of the tipper's fiduciary duty. Rule. A person violates Rule 10b-5 by breaching a duty of trust and confidence owned to point 1. Issuer, point 2. Shareholder, and or point 3. If misappropriations. A person that is a source of material non-public information. Misappropriation doctrine. Insider, liable, if using insider information for personal benefit. Tipper, liable, with any improper purpose. Tippee, liable, if she knew the tipper was breaching a duty. If tipper is tippee's relative breaching the duty, also presumed as liable. Tippee, she has no reason to know the confidentiality. Issue. Section 16.b, short swing trading profits. Rule. Under Section 16.b, the corporation can recover any profits realized by any director, officer, or shareholder owning more than 10% of a class of the corporation's stock from buying and selling stock within a six-month period. Fraud, scienter, or inside information is not required, strict liability. The corporation must be publicly held. Reporting corporation. Point 1. With more than $10 million in assets and 500 or more shareholders in any outstanding class or 2. Whose shares are traded on a national exchange. If, within 6 months before or after any sale, there was a purchase at a lower price than the sale price, there is a profit. Issue. Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002.5 points. Rule. Point 1. Applicable to reporting corporations. Point 2. CEO and CFO must certify that .a, the officer has reviewed the report, .b, based on the officer's knowledge, .c, reports filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission do not contain material misrepresentations or omissions, and .d, fairly present the financial position of the company. Point 3. Willfully certifying a false report could bring $5 million fine and 20 years. 4. If false reports have to be restated, the corporation .directly or derivatively may recover officers' profits made from trading the company's securities within 12 months after the false reports were filed, and may recover incentive-based compensation received during that period. Point 5. Corporations. Directly or derivatively may also recover any profits made by officers from trading corporation stock during blackout periods of at least 3 days when at least 50% of the employees are prohibited from trading in their retirement plan securities.